Oh.
Ooh. Are you okay?
Oh. Oh, God. Ooh. Oh, God. Oh. 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 Oh, God. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh. 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 Oh, God. Oh. Yes. 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 Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. 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 Oh. Yes. 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 Oh. 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 Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
You're just hurting yourself with this rant. Rambunctious behavior.
Is this one of those really tough bars? Well, let me have a large glass of warm gin served with a human hair in it.
He's you real nice. If I didn't have puke breath, I'd kiss you.
I want to ride the pony, Daddy.
Good day and welcome to the podcast for Thursday, June 17th, 2/10. My name is Tim. Let's get started, shall we? Already behind the eight ball because of that long intro, so let's get going. The premise of this clip is a committee that copyrights sexual positions. Let's take a listen, shall we?
Ah, Mrs. Daniels.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Not too shabby, thank you for asking. Now, you're familiar with what we do here, the copywriting of iconic and creative sexual acts?
Oh, yes. My husband and I are close followers of the committee's work. Teabagging, donkey punching.
Oh, the classics.
Yes, but the obscure ones as well. Just last weekend, as a treat, we cleared our schedules, opened a nice bottle of wine, and tried the Angry Pirate.
Angry Pirate? Which one is that?
During anal sex, the man pulls out his penis just before climax and surprises his partner by ejaculating into one of her eyes. Now, this maneuver needs the partner to put her hand over her eye like so and then loudly exclaim, "Arr!
Arr!"
Ah, yes, the Angry Pirate. How could I forget that one? Well, Mrs. Daniels, that brings us to you. What do you have for us?
Well, okay, my husband and I have a position we like to call the military-style execution.
Uh-oh, that sounds like trouble.
Well, it's really just a timely inversion of some tried and tested moves. The man is on his knees. The woman stands behind him with a strap-on dildo. The woman pushes the tip of the plastic penis forcibly against the back of the man's head. Then the man wets his pants. Simple. You don't like it?
Kimberly, you're not going to believe this, but we already have something that's very similar to that. I mean, the name is different.
Guantanamo play.
It is essentially exactly the same position.
Oh.
Plus, I sort of feel like that whole sexy terrorist thing, it's a bit played out.
It's over.
It's okay. We do have one other thing, but I don't think it's very exciting.
Well, we're all here. Let's try it.
Okay. It's just a silly little game we call Bad Dog. You know when your puppy isn't toilet trained and he poos on the carpet and you rub his nose in it to keep him from doing it again? It's just that.
Could you run that by me one more time?
Sure. My husband defecates in my pubic hair, then I smack him on the nose and force him to rub his face in it. I know. Boring.
That is adorable. It is so refreshing. It has a sort of 50s-style innocence to it.
Well, we have a lot of scat-based patents on the books.
Obviously.
We've got Brown Magic and Muddy Dump Truck, Meet Mr. Chocolate. But nothing as cute as this.
Plus, I think that teenagers are going to love this. They're going to hear the name Bad Dog, and they're going to be like, "What's that? I want to play!"
You're not just saying that.
Absolutely not. Mrs. Daniels, congratulations. And please, give our best to your husband.
Will do.
She reminds me of my granddaughter.
Yeah, she is such a sweetie. And what a charming idea.
I've never been very big on back mess. Front mess is okay, but back mess just...
No, not for you. Well, different strokes for different folks, I suppose. Next!
Okay, so a little on the strange side. Hey, they can't all be winners, all right? In case you didn't notice, that elderly woman's voice was Catherine Justin, who's better known for playing the cranky neighbor on Desperate Housewives. Hey, anyway, that's all the time we have left for this particular episode of the podcast. Thanks for stopping by, and pleased to be returning tomorrow for more of the same.
Shut up!